Hare Krishna, my dear devotees and friends. Hope you had a very nice afternoon session. We will, from tomorrow, change a little bit about the design of the afternoon. We will present to you a very nice feature of our Kirtan course, which is a surprise. It will be announced later. Today I would like to guide you into a katha about Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, the great teacher of the holy name. And I'm thinking that if you hear about him, you will be better able to understand the whole book, Harinam Chintamani. So I request you to hold your hands. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
not adequate to fully describe this greatest of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. If you do not help me by listening very attentively, my words will not reach your heart. If my words cannot reach your heart and move you, what is the use of these dry words? So please help me to explain something about Nama Acharya Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri. He had a very disciplined schedule. He would visit the Lord in the Jagannath Puri temple early in the morning. Then he would appear around 12 o'clock or so each day at the cottage of Haridas Thakur and discuss with him about the secrets of the holy name. And he would perform his noon duties. As he entered the little cottage of devotion, he would see Haridas Thakur chanting. Prabhupada has said that Haridas Thakur would start very early in the morning and then chant the whole day throughout the hours of the day, the Mahamantra. Then he would go into the night. Sometimes he would sleep, sometimes not. And then in the morning, he would complain to the sun, "Oh sun, why have you already risen? This is unfair. I have just started my chanting for today, but already one full day has passed. You were too fast. You were too restless. You were too quick. Please, do not do this. So, Haridas Thakur would chant all day with great attachment. And sometimes he would stop and pray to the Lord. He would say, "Oh Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance there constantly, O Lord. I fall at your lotus feet and beg you." Thank you so very much. In other words, he would chant the holy name and then he would beg the holy name to make his appearance on the tongue. I think this is how you can also learn to chant. Chant, but at the same time beg the Lord. Come. Then the Lord would send his servant Govinda Das every day, and he would bring the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath to Haridas Thakur, or sometimes the leftover from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meal. Now one day, when Govinda came with his tibbons or with his banana leaf blades with the prasadam on top, he found Haridas Thakur laying on his bed and by laying there chanting his rounds very softly. Govinda Das was immediately very concerned because he knew that Haridas Thakur had the habit to chant each day a minimum of 192 rounds. There was no time to lay on the bed and chant slowly the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He had to chant 64 rounds loud, 64 rounds softly, and 64 rounds mentally. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says if you chant loudly your rounds, then each round will take from 6 to 7 minutes. If you don't leave mantras out. But if you chant in your mind, then one round may take 3 minutes and more. That's why these great devotees can chant so many rounds, because they do this mentally. You can just go mantra. But if you have to speak, you can't just speak. So when Haridas was lying, just chanting very softly, Hare, Hare,
sufficiently done this. You have
preach the glories of the Holy Name. Therefore, I beg you, please reduce your numbers. My heart was so shocked. He protested. He said, no, I was born in an inferior family. My body is most abominable. I am always engaged in low work. I am unseeable and untouchable. But you have accepted me as your servant. This means you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha standard. You are fully independent. You cause the whole world to dance according to your freedom. You have also made me dance. But please, for me it is dangerous to reduce my number. Lord Krishna says in the Gita that these regulative principles, that means here the regulative principles of your spiritual life, are giving you freedom. If you don't follow them any longer, you are not more free, but you again become a servant and a slave to your mind and the material energy. It is very, very important for you to keep your regulation in terms of chanting your rounds. Sometimes devotees ask with a doubtful mind, why do we sing such rounds? Why this number? Actually, when Prabhupada wanted to initiate Michael Grant, he asked Michael to come to him. And he said, so, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And Michael said, Krishna. Oh, you are qualified for initiation, Prabhupada says. Now your duty is to chant 64 rounds each day. Michael looked at him, and Prabhupada looked at him back. Michael was shocked. It was very difficult for him to chant his rounds. And now Prabhupada demanded he chant 64 rounds. He didn't know what to say, and he didn't know if there was any need to say anything. Prabhupada studied him and saw the war cooking on in his head. They said, okay, not 64 rounds, 32 rounds minimum. Michael didn't know what to say. And again, Prabhupada looked at him very mercifully and said, okay, no less than 16 rounds each day. It's one-fourth of the number which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked all those who claim to be his devotees to chant. So if you have, if it has been by Prabhupada's mercy, we are reducing up to 16 rounds a day. Please, my dear devotees, this is your lifeline to Krishna. By, don't reduce it. By chanting each day your prescribed number of rounds, you show Krishna actually that you are anxious to be with him. You show your sincerity to him. You show that you are not wanting to make a compromise on your relationship with Krishna. You show that this relationship, which means 2 hours of chanting each day, is a priority above other things for you. Harida said, you made me dance. You made me dance according to your desire. Remembered a few of the amazing pastimes of which happened in relationship to Haridas Thakur, as you remember, was once asked by Advaita Acharya to attend the Shraddha ceremony. And during the ceremony, the most qualified brahmana is asked to eat first the preparations. It's almost like, you know, when we serve our prasadam and we decide, Davide, you are the most qualified of us, you will get the first plate to the best maha prasadam. So, the most qualified in an assembly gets always the first plate. There are many brahmanas who have come to this festival, and they were thinking, I will get the first plate. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Haridas Thakur, who came from a Muslim place, Muslim background, and said, Haridas, you get the first plate. All the brahmanas protested. What? He's a Muslim. He's a lowborn. We should get the first plate. Mahaprabhu said, can you say a mantra to the brahmanas, which will make fire appear from firewood? The brahmanas tried shrim, mrim, mushroom, but no fire was coming. Then the great acharya said, I will show you the power of Haridas now. Haridas, you make fire appear from fire from this wood. It's almost as if Sri Ramakrishna says, today is my birthday, Maharaj, and I wish that you show me your brahminical power, say a mantra, and burn the table before you with the power of the mantra. Then I believe that you are qualified to give this lecture. So Haridas says, I'm sorry, I don't know how to do this, you know, I have not learned this. Acharya, just try. I want to show how you're superior to all the other brahmanas. Acharya said, I only know Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, just chant. Acharya said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This was not Chaitanya's arrangement. He wanted to show that Haridas Thakur is supreme. He had made him dance by producing fire from his mouth and burning firewood. So Haridas Thakur also remembered at that time how Lord Chaitanya had made him dance when he was whipped over 22 marketplaces. My dear boys, do you know this story? The Muslim Qazi had decided, you are a proper Muslim, you should recite the Kalma, that is the credo of the Muslims. But you are always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Convert back to Islam. Haridas laughed and said, it's the same God. Krishna, Allah, there is no difference. This same Lord inspires each one of us in the heart to follow different systems. But it's the same Lord who is worshipped and the same Lord who has inspired devotees in their hearts. So, he became furious. He decided to give a billing to Haridas Thakur to make him break down and start to follow the Islamic rules again. In Singapore, they still do whipping. I don't know if you have ever been whipped. Maybe you have seen in the movies how slaves were whipped. When you whip with a cane like this, you can tolerate up to 10. But if the person whips with a long arm, your skin will come off your back after 3 beatings and you will faint. And see, therefore you can still, I mean, you shouldn't see it, but this is still a practice. Hardest taboo was whipped with a long arm, not by one person, but by many. But because the Lord protected him, it was the Lord who took on his back the whipping. Hardest taboo was protected by the Lord, so that he could survive it very easily. So Hardest taboo remembered all of this. Haridas Thakur said to Gauranga, I was chosen by you to go out with the Avadhut and Nityananda and spread Krishna consciousness. You made me dance in so many ways. Now I have one last request to you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna will fulfill all your desires. Haridas said, I know in my heart that you will leave us very soon, and I will not be able to tolerate the pain which comes when I am left alone without you. My Lord, allow me to leave this world before you. And please, when I leave this world, be present. Come before me. Let me look into your lotus face. And as I chant your holy name, I want to give up this body, which is now old and useless.
Shoot you if you don't stop your chanting.
what will happen to the other? Haridas answered to the Muslim, "You can cut my body in 1,000 pieces, but I will not stop, be able to stop chanting. These pieces will chant." It's in me. there's one place which is still echoing with the Leela which I'm going to tell you now. It's very difficult for me to tell you this Leela because it is a very, very moving pastime. Haridas Thakur had asked Gauranga Mahaprabhu to be allowed to leave the body before him. And the pain of anticipating that this dearest of his devotee would go was in some ways breaking the heart of Lord Gauranga. How could he allow the Lord, and how could he allow his devotees to leave him? Just met someone here of the Radhish community once announced, "Tomorrow I will leave my body." This is the potency of great devotees. Bhishmadev had left his body at will, and so have many, many, many great personalities in our Vaishnava traditions, like Rasikananda, Gopal Guru Goswami, etc., etc., left their body at will. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu did not want to answer this. He did not want to think about it. But it was arranged that the next day Gauranga Mahaprabhu would come to Haridas Thakur. He came around no time with all his associates. And Haridas saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu in this brightly shining personality entering the area where his kutira was, his little cottage. He got down from his bed and paid his obeisances to each single devotee. Obviously starting with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Lord himself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, worried, "Haridas, what are the do's?" And the way Haridas answered this question showed that he was still requesting the Lord to allow him to give up his body in the Lord's presence. He answered this question by saying, "Whatever mercy you can bestow upon me, that are the do's." Gauranga Mahaprabhu, like a lion full of emotions, looked at Prakash Marapandit and nodded. Prakash Marapandit started to akirtan. So Prakashvara Pandit would sing and dance without any interruption for 72 hours, that's 3 days and nights. He had this power. And do you know why he could sing and dance so long? I think if you are asked to sing for 12 hours or 14 hours or... then you will get a little tired and exhausted, no? Do you know why Prakashvara Pandit could chant and dance for 72 hours? It was because the Lord was in his heart and he danced, the Lord personally danced in his heart and made Prakashvara Pandit's bodily movements and he controlled them. So body, God into his ecstatic kirtan. You know, where the Lord himself was dancing in his heart and made him move. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts to glorify Haridas as if he had 1,000 mouths. He said, "This Haridas, he has Krishna. Wherever Krishna is, there is no Maya. Just like wherever the sun is, darkness cannot stand." So when Maya Devi came personally before Haridas to make him leave his chanting, Haridas did not only just continue to chant, by his potency, Maya's Maya went away and she became a devotee who took initiation in the chanting of the holy name. Not even Maya personified could make him stray from his brother to become a devotee. When the devotees heard this, they immediately called out, "Jai Haridas!
Jai Haridas!
Jai Haridas!
Jai Haridas!"
And they all offered their obeisances to Haridas. Wow, Haridas made Maya leave her Maya, and she became a devoted Maya God. So when Haridas heard how the devotees glorified him by again and again shouting, "Jai Haridas!" he felt very discomfortable, and he got up again from his bed, went to each devotee and said, "I am nothing, I am like a man, please bless me." He took the dust from their feet and just rubbed it over his head and over his body. Then Haridas looked at Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and the Lord has one quality, a very soft quality. Do you know if there's anything which can control the Lord? Is it your learned sense, or is it money? Is there anything which can make the Lord change his mind and do what the devotee wishes from him? I think you all know it. You are too shy to say it because it's very hidden. It's a love in the heart of the devotee which makes the Lord dance according to the devotee's will. Haridas looked with eyes at Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He lay down, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu was drawn to him. He sat right in front of him. Then Haridas took the lotus feet of the Lord on his heart. Just imagine, he behaved so freely with the Lord. And as he looked into the moon-like face of Gauranga, who looked back at him with love, he started to call out again and again, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya!
Sri Krishna!
Reminded of grandfather Bhishma Devi, who left his body in the same circumstances, in the presence of Lord Krishna, Grandfather Bhishma left his body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his dear devotee leaving his body right before him. He became overwhelmed by ecstatic love and he started to cry. Please look at this picture. It is an authentic picture which describes exactly what is happening now. He started to cry and he took the body of his dear devotee, which was very light and very small and very thin, on his arms, and he started to dance with Haridas in his arms. Devotees who saw this became helpless with love. They fell down on the ground and they were shaking their heads, and they started to chant, "Ha Haridas." Rituals and ceremonies celebrating the departure of a Vaishnava had to be done. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu somewhat calmed down and he led a procession to the ocean. There he took the body of Haridas, went into the ocean, bathed it sufficiently. And as he came out of the ocean with the body of his dear devotees in his arms, he started to say, "Samudra e Mahatirtha Hoila," means this ocean now is a Mahatirtha, a main place of pilgrimage. Everyone rushed forward to drink the water which was coming from the feet of Haridas Mahaprabhu. Then some devotees came and brought Jagannath Mahaprabhu's sandalwood, and Lord Chaitanya smeared the whole body of Haridas with that Mahaprasadi sandalwood of Lord Jagannath. He bathed the whole body. Then all the devotees took their own hands and dug a deep hole in the sand and placed the body of Haridas in sacred samadhi inside. After Haridas was placed into the grave, they brought auspicious articles like the silken ropes which were used to carry Lord Jagannath. They took some dress of Lord Jagannath and Mahaprasad, and they took all these items which are usually reserved for sannyasis and placed it on Haridas, and then covered his body with sand. My dear devotees, there's great power in these holy objects which have been carried by the Lord. If there is an ordinary sinner and you burn his body, maybe someone who is cremated, but you put a little wood from the tulsi plant in his funeral fire, he will go back home, back to Godhead. This is how powerful these sacred items are. This is a garland from Lord Nrisimhadev and from Srimati Radharani. And I'm only living because I'm wearing this garland from morning till evening. Otherwise, I would have had many accidents, car accidents, accidents by drilling the tools, and so on and so forth. So I always carry a sacred item on my body because then I know and will be protected. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so moved by the departure of Haridas Thakur that he personally went into the town of Puri and begged from the different shop owners who sold the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath prasad for free. And he personally arranged a big Agyeshti feast for all his devotees, and the whole town was invited. Everyone was immediately sad and jubilant. Sad because they had lost the association of Haridas Thakur, but jubilant, full of pleasure, because this greatest of all devotees had gone back home, back to Godhead. My dear devotees, I want to end this katha and then invite Manu, who will sing with us, so that the curtains, when the curtains don't open, you will sing this katha. Look at the example of Haridas. Look how he was so determined. Even when he was sick, he completed his fixed number of rounds. My dear devotees, can we not learn from Haridas Thakur to correct the terrible disease of misplacing our priorities? Priorities for us is often, let me get the things done. Or priority is, let me talk some more with my friends. Priority for us may be, let me get a proper education together. But the real and actual priority should be, let me work on my relationship with Krishna's holy name. Because in the degree I turn my back to the holy name, I turn my back to Krishna. And in the degree and way in which I turn my face towards the holy name, I turn my face towards Krishna. This long problem of Bahyamukha, that means looking outside, looking away from Krishna, can be cured only if we learn to look now not away from Krishna's most merciful form, but if we learn to look towards the direction of Krishna's most merciful form, the holy name. I request you now to turn towards the altar. We will request Manu to lead us in the kirpa. And we will meditate about Haridas Thakur.